Speaking the truth to the state capitol, this is Drive Time Lincoln with the commander, Jack Riggins, on the voice of Lincoln, 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, it is me, Jack Riggins, Tuesday, April 4th, primary election day here in Lincoln, Lancaster County. So I hope you're out there voting. It's one of my favorite things to encourage everybody to do, and honestly, to try to draw awareness to the process so that you will get excited about elections and voting, understand why it matters, and then get out and do it. So I hope you will go out there. I'm not sure how long the polls are open for, but I still think there's plenty of time. So happy April 4th. Always restoring American values and bringing common sense to the capital city. Johnny Cadillac, who's not standing at attention, is executive producing the show. I've got a short show today. Husker baseball at Kansas State. Pregame will be at 5:30, so we've got about a half drive time, Lincoln, and we'll try to make it jam-packed here. As always, call lines are open if you want to call in. Rick Stein Recognition Hotline, 402-479-1400, and the text line. A lot of stories. Where to begin? Let's just go national real quick because it's just going to keep playing out. Yes. Okay. President Trump pleads not guilty to charges of falsifying business records. So whatever drama is happening in New York City with the DA there, and all the media, I just look at it like, oh, wow, we have a historic, event on April 4th. I mean, former president is facing 34 felony counts, as it reads. And per the news, up to 136 years in prison. I think most interesting for everybody is the judge did not order a gag order. So I'm sure you will be hearing from former President Trump, candidate Trump, throughout this process. And I will just say this. Who knows where it will go? I don't think in any way, shape, or form I will see former President Trump go to jail. I don't think that we will see this indictment succeed. Although I do think that there's two other indictments in other states, and I think these will just kind of continue to play out for as much as the media wants to or not cover it through the 2024 election. The only question I have, and I think it's a fair question, is if all of these things happened well before his run for president back in the day, what does it say about our legal system and police action and investigatory work if it takes this long? Right? Seriously. Like, if it takes this long to bring this up, is there something wrong out there in New York City and with how you do everything? Because it just doesn't pass the common sense test. And I'll leave it at that. I'm sure we will cover it more as it goes on, just for fun. But I think it'll be another entertaining thing that all of us will generally draw party lines over and scream at each other and get more divisive and really not focus on real issues like Ukraine, like the border, like whether or not Joe Biden's fit to be in office, or even locally, what's going on in our state and what's being passed in the legislature and how things are going, say, locally here in Lincoln, Nebraska. So keep your eyes on the prize. All politics is local. And we were planning on having some members of the NEGOP in. We'll wait till next week because of, you know, short show. And there's a lot of things in the legislature being done on both sides that I don't quite understand. And I want to make sure that they're able to come in here and tell us about those. Of note, business owners of Lincoln, LIBA members, Lincoln Independent Business Association members, and their guests, come join Barry Law for an open networking opportunity. Liba's BizNet this Thursday, April 6th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Barry Law Firm on 70th and O. Yeah, go check that out. Barry Law Firm facilitating some networking for a whole host of business owners, and I think that would be great. So make sure you go check that out. And again, vote. Probably the biggest hubbub story, sort of, in the city is, did you know that KLIN won 6 awards this past weekend? In newscast, sports reporting, spot news, talk, public affairs, and sportscast / program. Congratulations, pat on, you know, the collective KLIN's teams winning 6 awards. I can assure you that Johnny and I are not part of any of that, as we are the opinion. Well, Johnny, you might be.
Well,
but, you know, I don't set my show up to ever win any awards, the episode, really.
The episode of One Shot, One Life that did win an award.
Congrats, Doug.
Happened to be on a day that I wasn't here for it, so.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, still congrats to Doug and Josh Floyd and Kenny Larrabee for what they put
everybody,
on that day.
Good work being done here. Little bit of joke there. Here's the deal. The biggest story that should be being talked about in Lincoln is the 50 shots down in the Haymarket on Sunday morning around 2 a.m. And the fact that many press agencies have been trying to get information, and for whatever reason, LPD has just said 2 cars were hit and there was 50 shell casings. When everybody in the city, yours truly, just walked down there and can see that multiple businesses have been hit too. And I just wonder where we're at, media, police relations, that we don't want to get the information out as soon as possible to the public when there's essentially been what could have been a mass shooting with multiple injuries. I get, we don't want to scare people. But people need to know, and when we don't have information, and somebody like me, you know, go to my social media if you want to see the actual things that I could dig up, that businesses were also impacted, you know, bullets through the windows, through the drywall, you know, some of them ricocheting and laying on the ground. That's not the right message. I mean, that is not political. That is just what it is. And so I look forward to everybody in media and KLIN's pressure to bring more to that story, because I think it's important, especially when it involves a heck of a lot of gunfire down in the Haymarket. It's affected people. It's affected businesses. It's affected all of us. It's our public safety. 1400-993-KLIN.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1499.3 KLIN.
All right, folks, Tuesday, April 4th here on a short show. We'll have Husker baseball versus Kansas State pregame coming up at 5:30. Primary day here in Lincoln, Lancaster County, so make sure you get out and vote. It makes a big difference. Ultimately, we all earn the government we get by our choices in voting or choosing not to vote, but I highly encourage everybody to go out and vote. Want to just finish off real quick. I'm sure there'll be more about the Haymarket shooting. But yeah, we all have to do a better job. I mean, years ago, right, you would have news crews down there doing the nightly news right from these venues, showing the damage that was done to businesses and in the surrounding area. And I think that that is important for the public to know. In my own investigation, it was interesting. You know, there were 72 shots taken last September out at Spikes or around, you know, 27th and Cornhusker. Like, think about that, Lincoln. Like, 72 shots? 50 shots from small caliber, you know, probably pistols would be my guess, in the rail yard? Yeah. I mean, geez, come on. Let's get all the information out there. I mean, maybe we can help solve the case. You know, there's multiple cameras down in that area that, you know, businesses have that I'm sure the police are investigating. And hopefully the police, you know, and I'm sure they are, you know, running it to ground. But yeah, let's get that information out. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quickly is, you know, another win for all Nebraskans in the legislature. Really, Senator Tom Breeze spearheading tax reform. You know, LB 243 just went through general file, so it should be on its way. And what's this do for you and I? Every homeowner and landowner is going to get to keep more of their money. And I think that everybody in Nebraska can get behind something like that. And that's good to see. And that's why we're going to have the NEGOP on. I want to know, with the changing dynamics in the party, you know, how much these upsurge of conservative values and senators that are actually, you know, trying to push things through, you know, how much of an impact it's having. And again, this one, tax reform, I think it's a big win. Again, you know, big shout out to Senator Tom Breezy. So there we'll go. Now, on the flip side, I think it's interesting. You know, you see that Michaela Kavanaugh and the group is getting a lot of press on their new pact, you know, don't legislate hate pact. You know, Adam Moorfield has started a Nebraska action pact against misinformation. You know, these are just national democratic mechanisms of being able to pool big money to push agendas through these buzz terms. And they're dangerous. And that's, again, you know, just to show you that big time left and right coastal views and apparatuses are right here in Nebraska, and we'll see where they go. I mean, they're just another weapon to be used in the fight between, you know, extreme liberalism and conservatism. And I would like to see us kind of get back to middle of the road Republicans, middle of the road Democrats. So just be aware of that out there. All right, let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, you want to make a comment on why the charges on President Trump weren't brought until now?
Yeah, I have an answer to your question. This is from an article, "The Key Reason the DOJ Didn't Prosecute Trump's Hush Money Case," and that would be because, according to Jeffrey Berman, the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, Bill Barr ordered the prosecutors to end their investigation both on the federal and state level. And following the chain of command, they ended the investigations.
And then they decided, after Bill Barr and everybody was, I guess, not around, hey, we need to relook at this?
Yeah, when there was a new attorney general, not to order anyone to end the investigations.
All right. Well, I mean, that's, you know, crazy. What's interesting on this one, I think, is while it certainly has some legal grounds, or there wouldn't been an indictment, obviously, you know, one of the things that will play out for you and I, right, is the political nature, if any, but I think it will be captured in a political nature fight in all of this that we're all struggling with right now, don't you think?
Well, I always look at it as trying to find out what is true and what is false. And there's still some of the faithful saying he never did the deed with Stormy Daniels, and it was all Michael Cohen's idea, and Trump knew nothing about paying her off.
Yeah, but don't you think these days, I mean, most people have accepted that there is hush money over the years, and so as a matter of practice for certain people, whether it's right or wrong, but, you know, you do have the legal thing. And in that way, wouldn't even you then want to see, like, the Hunter Biden stuff then run to ground so that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that, you know, that's all free and clear? and nothing illegal was done there?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been loving these congressional hearings where, you know, you find out that Trump asked for tweets to be removed that were calling him a three-word name from some rapper's acquaintance. And also that the one where Taibbi and his friend were there, they admitted that, the hard drive the FBI had wasn't the same as the hard drive Giuliani had, and that it had been tampered with. And there's things that get made up, like that he was paying $50,000 a month rent, when that's a totally made-up thing. He was paying the rent for
So you believe that that's just all a made-up conservative gambit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's also the FBI whistleblowers. If you look up, FBI whistleblowers, Democrats pre-Buttle, you know, it's guys who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. The FBI has been messing around. And they don't really have anything.
Johnny and I are laughing at that one. Brian, I appreciate your time and good thoughts. Thank you. This is just going to be one of those that goes down in American history that I think that for as long as this type of stuff goes on, and again, I'd like to see us get back to, even though I'm a conservative, I mean, wouldn't you cry for the Obama days? I mean, you know, and even before that, I mean, there's issues in every presidency, but, you know, it kind of harkens to, wow. And so my point is, I think that as long as this stuff continues, we're just going to continue to agree to disagree, and we're going to continue to be more divisive. And I don't see certain PACs that are growing in Nebraska helping on either side. We're just going to have to battle through that. But today is a day that you get to do that, right? You get to go out and cast your vote. I encourage you to vote here on April 4th in the local primary. And, we'll see where it goes. That's the most important thing today, folks. Go out and vote. All right. Hey, we'll have Brian Blade, and we'll talk wrestling tomorrow and have whatever Wednesday. And we'll have some Mormon missionaries in on Thursday to talk about Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, something that doesn't always get a lot of air. And I think it's just interesting to me. You know, they go out and do it. And I ran into him, was having a chat, and I was like,